Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To welcome in Baylor coach Matt Rhule, who's calling in from his vacation. Matt, thank you.
Wow.
How are you? You're on with John and Rich and Sean.
Really appreciate you guys having me on. Thank you very much.
Let me ask you right off the bat before Sean and Rich start asking you questions. I noticed the Big 12 media has picked Baylor seventh in your first season, and I was curious, do you pay attention to predictions, and what do you think about that one in particular?
Well, you know, I think it's always two-sided, right? There's the coach in me that says, you know, don't worry about that. Just focus on each day. Focus on the process. And I try to live my life that way. But there's also the competitor in me that says, you know what, I love these kids, and you know what, we're gonna fight like heck to be a lot better than seventh. So it's always like a struggle for me, you know, not to get too caught up in what other people say. And I think that's a good way to live your life. But at the same time, you know, I want our kids to be recognized as the best of the best, you know, in the classroom, off the field, and on the field. And, I know we're going to work really hard to make sure that those predictions are wrong.
Well, Coach, as a father of an incoming Baylor freshman next fall, it's good to have you on the show, and certainly looking forward to football season. And I want to ask you, you know, the state of Texas, your career doesn't have any real ties to the state of Texas, and we know how parochial the recruiting game can be in this state, how relationship-driven it is. How have you found that part of the head coaching job at Baylor to be, and what have you put in place to achieve the success that you have so far on the recruiting trail?
Well, I think, number one, it's one of the reasons why I came to Texas and to Baylor University is I wanted to recruit, you know, the state of Texas. And I wanted my son, Brian, to play high school football in Texas. And just the importance that they place, not on winning, but on teaching kids and coaching kids and instructing kids is exactly how we do things in our program. So I think there's been an instant connection. I'd be remiss if I didn't say that hiring Joey McGuire and David Wetzel and Sean Bell, those have been just home run hires just in our office, but also the relationships, the credibility that they've brought to people. And, you know, we've had an open door policy where, you know, we want every high school coach that we can to come through. And so, you know, I went out and spoke to probably 1,500 high school coaches across the state in the off season. We had coaches in the building, we had coaches visit, and I hope that as people come through, they recognize that we're a group of real people. We mean what we say, and we care deeply about the kids.
Coach, I'll echo Sean and John and say thank you for joining us. Carving out a few minutes on vacation is pretty impressive stuff. I do want to ask you, though, about your perception so far of sort of the lay of the land at Baylor University. And there's a little bit of irony, I think, in the fact that you're a Penn State guy, and we know that that university for a few years now has been recovering from some very unfortunate circumstances. And Baylor, in different but some similar ways, is trying to pull themselves up from a regrettable situation as well. What's been your perception of the state of the university coming out of all that unpleasantness, all that negativity?
Well, I read some comments this morning from Dr. Gee from West Virginia, and I thought he said it really well. This is a wonderful, wonderful university with a tremendous academic following and an academic heritage and a commitment to Christian values, tremendous, you know, athletic, you know, I think all these things are coming out right now in the Director's Cup and CBS Sports, and we're finishing in the top 25 in so many things. We're, you know, we lead in so many different sports, a tremendous education. You know, and we've undergone some really, really hard times, but there are just wonderful people there that love the university, that believe in its mission, that know that Baylor's going to see great times. And I think right now it's important that the right people navigate these kind of treacherous waters that we've been under. And so, you know, Mac Rhodes, our athletic director, I mean, he's done just an amazing job of making sure that we put protocols in place to make sure that what happened won't ever happen again. Dr. Livingstone, our esteemed new president, I think has a vision for the future that excites me. And in some small way, I hope I'm doing some small part, making sure that that this wonderful, esteemed academic and spiritual institution, athletic place of athletic excellence, once again regains sort of its foothold. But the problems that Baylor has had are problems that universities all across the country are experiencing, and I think that hopefully we can be leaders in the fight against sexual assault and gender violence and all the things that that are plaguing universities all across the country.
Hey, Matt, a lot of Baylor people are listening today, and I wanted to ask you, could you give us a synopsis of what kind of offense you'll run and what kind of defense?
Yeah, well, defensively, we'll do pretty much what we did at Temple University. Phil Snow, I brought him in with my, you know, our entire defensive staff. You know, and we finished third in the country there in defense. And you know, we're a 4-3, you know, pro style defense. We we'll mix the coverages. And at Temple, we had gotten to the point where, because of some versatility, you know, Hassan Reddick was 13th, you know, in the draft in the first round. We'd slide from a 4-man to a 3-man front. So we had gotten to the point where we could be really multiple and really sort of aggressive. And our hope is that we can do that. You know, we are going to count on some young kids. And so we're not sure how far into the package we can get. But it's a multiple pro-style, you know, base defense. Then offensively, you know, I think you'll see us probably in a lot of 3 wide receiver sets, you know, playing with, you know, we have Jordan Fuhrbacher there, who's played a bunch the last couple of years. He's on the Mackey Award watch list, and so we'll play with a tight end most of the time. You know, a lot has been said about looking at the I formation in the spring game, and you know, we'll always mix a little bit of that in. You know, just when you have a lead, when it's 4th and 1, and it's time to win, and it's cold out and ugly out late in the season, we want to make sure we have a toughness to our program that can go get that yard when you need to get that yard. But we'll be pretty spread out, and you know, depending on who the quarterback is, we'll see how much we run the quarterback. But I think you'll see a lot of things that you've seen over the last couple of years, and maybe just a few more pro style elements that hopefully can prepare our kids for the next level when it's time to move on.
Baylor head coach Matt Rhule joining us on the Triple Threat on Sports Radio 610. Coach, I'm curious, you have upperclassmen on this team who are now playing for their third head coach now at Baylor. And I'm curious, you know, when you go through coaching changes like that, especially multiple coaching changes, how difficult is it to kind of figure out of the upperclassmen, which one are sort of all in on what you're looking to accomplish there? Is it a difficult thing to do? Can you kind of take us through that part of the transition?
Well, I think it's a hard thing for them and for the coaches and really for everyone, right? And you know, sometimes it feels like, I've heard some kids say it to me, like when a new coach comes in, it feels like, you know, it's like your stepdad. You know, he tells you, you know, he loves you, but sure, you know, you're you know, he wasn't there with you from the very beginning. And I know some of the seniors feel that way. They feel like, you know, probably, hey, it's a new coaching staff, really, or a third coaching staff, and is this guy in it with us? And what we want to do, which is what a lot of stepfathers do, is prove to them that, you know what, we love you and we're here for you and we're, you know, we're here to guide you and move you forward. And I think that's been the fun part of this whole thing, is that we've tried to guide our kids along and make sure that they understand that we care about who they are off the field, not just on the field. And we've got some great seniors, you know, KJ Smith, Taylor Young, Brian Nance, Maurice Porter, so many, Tayon Sells, guys who played a lot of football, and I think a lot of them have bought into what we're doing.
Coach, if you don't mind, I'd like to ask you about one of the opponents on your schedule, and in this state, I'm sure you've already got a feel for how big the Baylor-Texas game is to a lot of folks, and on October 28th, the Longhorns come to Waco, and I know you owe Tom Herman one for that American Athletic Conference championship game a couple of years ago, but I mean, he was constantly part of the conversation. He did things in U of H over a 2-year period, I think beyond anyone's wildest expectations. I guess just your impression of how he goes about, or how he went about doing his thing at U of H, and maybe what you expect him to accomplish at Texas.
Well, you know, Tom's a really good coach, a really good friend of mine, and I think he brings, you know, a swagger and an intensity to what they do. I'd be remiss if I didn't say I think Todd Orlando, his defensive coordinator, just does a fantastic job. And yeah, I think Tom demands, you know, he demands excellence, he demands toughness, and he demands all those things day in and day out. And you know, I love their teams that they had at Houston. I love their teams under Tony Levine the year before. I think, you know, those kids at Houston knew how to play the game the right way. I just loved watching them play under Tony and then under Tom, but I know Tom's got a very talented Texas team, and he'll bring a toughness to those kids, and I think they'll be definitely in the conversation in the conference.
Matt, I'm sure you don't need to be reminded that Texas has beaten Baylor the last 2 years. Hey, let me ask you something. Looking back at your first off season, what are you the most satisfied with that you were able to accomplish?
Well, I just think, you know, transition is never easy. And, you know, kids don't really know what to expect. They don't know, you know, sort of, you know, what you're expecting from one day to the next. So I'm just really, really pleased with the way the kids have adjusted to the things that we're asking them to do and the way the coaches have adjusted to the different things, you know, at Baylor than, you know, at Temple or wherever they came from. But, you know, for us to hit an all-time high GPA-wise, for us to, you know, get 700 hours of community service in 3 months, really showed to me that the kids were buying into to not just life on the football field, but also off the football field. And that's really what we want. We want to have a program where everything counts, where we compete, you know, in the classroom, on the football field, on the practice field, in the weight room, you know, where everything is as important as we can make it. And so that part I'm pleased with. And you know, I'm anxious for this season, but I also know that the next, you know, 4 or 5 years are bright. You know, I've seen the freshmen that we've brought in, and that class, this first class, it was very special to me that they took a chance on us. And I just couldn't be happier about Baylor and the future of Baylor football.
Hey, I got one more quick one. Your buddy Sean Ryan was moved from receivers to quarterbacks with the Texans this year. When you were hired, he said great things about you. Man, what do you think about Sean coaching quarterbacks and what kind of job you think he'll do?
Well, I think I could coach Deshaun Watson. I mean, holy smokes, that guy. Nah, you know, I'll say two things. I want to make sure I say this about Deshaun because, you know, I went to the NFL draft this year and I sat in the green room with Hassan Reddick and I looked over and I saw Chad Morris and I said, Coach, you know, I love Chad Morris. I think he's one of the great coaches in college football. I said, Coach, what are you doing here? You know, he said, well, you know, Deshaun wanted me to be here. And I watched the way Deshaun, you know, interacted with, you know, all the different coaches. There were 4 or 5 coaches there from Clemson and his family. I said to myself, like, that guy must be a winner. That to have your coaches care that much about you and for you to care that much about your coaches that, you know, a guy with another head coaching job comes there to see you, there's something special about him. And I know Sean Ryan's one of the great, great football coaches, a soon-to-be head coach in the NFL. I mean, I worked with him, and he's a tireless worker, has a tremendous relationship with his players, really, really knows football. And I think he's going to do a great job with a young player like Sean, who's loyal and tough and has great, great things ahead of him.
And that's great stuff to hear. Matt Rhule, head coach at Baylor. July 24th is the Touchdown Club luncheon here for you Baylor folks. At touchdownclub.org is where you can get your tickets. Coach, we're looking forward to seeing you here in Houston, and thank you once again for taking time from your vacation chat with us.
Appreciate you guys very much.
All right, thank you, Coach. Coach Matt Rhule joining us here.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming 420 on Hulu.